Some sights to amuse me in the Times?
Yes, I'm sure you will. I've wired to Overton to let us know of any fresh London developments.
But he will be too busy, Holmes. It is the day of the varsity match.
And I've informed him that Cambridge will have to be without their crack wing three-quarter. Play up the light blues.
Come on, Cambridge!
Mr. Overton, will this defeat by Oxford oblige you to reconsider your tactics?
No, sir. We have been bested by a fine team. However, our own style of play has...
Is it your opinion, sir, that the unfortunate absence of Godfrey Staunton is wholly to blame?
The want of a crack international such as Godfrey Staunton was certainly felt.
And at every instance of the game, the lack of combination in the three-quarter line and their weakness both in attack and defence more than neutralised the efforts of Cambridge's heavy and hard-working pack.
It's been a blank day for all of us.
I have covered some considerable ground, and several villages have each proved disappointing. But we shall change that. Is there a telegram for me?
I opened it. Ask for Pompey from Jeremy Dixon Trinity College. Does Overton never send a straightforward telegram?
That's clear enough. An answer to my question this morning. I'll just send round a note to Trinity.
Holmes, if Staunton was kidnapped for a betting swindle, there can now be no further reason to detain him. I mean, since the match is lost.
Well, we shall know better tomorrow. Early to bed, Watson, for it will be an eventful day.
Fine morning, Watson.
Yeah. Dear heavens, Holmes.
Oh. No, my dear fellow. Your concern is most flattering, but there is really no cause for alarm. The syringe is not an instrument of evil, not on this occasion.
And why are you preparing it?
The deed is done, Watson. The syringe is the key which will unlock our mystery.
If you have not been drugging yourself, I hope at least that you have not administered that devilish substance to another.
I advise you to eat a good breakfast. I propose to get upon Dr. Armstrong's trail today, and I will not stop for food or rest until I run him to his burrow.
Ah, in that case, we'd best carry our breakfast with us. The doctor is making an early start.
Let him go.
And what do you have in mind?
He'll be clever if he can go where I cannot follow him.
I must say, you seem unjustifiably confident.
When you finish, I will introduce you to another detective.
Another?
Yes, a very eminent specialist in the work that lies before us.
Oh, a dog. Not a dog, Watson. Pompey is the prince of the local draghounds. No very great flyer, but a staunch hound on the scent.
He will need to be. Dr. Armstrong is more than an hour on us already.
You have no faith, my dear fellow. I have merely to waft a handkerchief in front of Pompey's sensitive nose and...
Yes. I hope the leash is strong.
Yes, strong enough.
Slow down, sir.
What have you done, Holmes? We must have been dragged 5 miles already.
I had resort to a threadbare and venerable device. Useful upon occasion, however. I walked into Armstrong's yard this morning with my syringe full of aniseed. A draghound will follow that scent from Cambridge to Donald Groats.
Oh, I sincerely hope not.
With a syringe full of aniseed on his rear wheel, our friend Armstrong will have to drive through the cam before he could shake Pompey off his trail. And this will be where the cunning rascal gave me the slip the other night.
Oh, I will catch up with you, Holmes. I have a stone in my boot.
So, we are now in quite the opposite direction to that in which we started.
One of your inquiries led to nothing yesterday among those northern villages.
This detour has been entirely for our benefit, Watson. I would like to know the reason for such elaborate deception.
I fear it is all too plain. Armstrong has Godfrey Staunton prisoner in one of those Fenland cottages.
Hold, Bobby. Hold, wait. You hear it?
Armstrong's broom.
I must have caught up with him. Well done, Bobby.
No, Holmes. He's coming towards us.
And he's on his way home. Quick, Watson, quick. He must not find us here. Oh, we're done. Pompey, come on. The bridge. Give us some cover.